episode number 392, the 5 reasons why you should host your own live event. Welcome everyone to a special solo round. I haven't done one of these in a while, so thanks for being here. And this is more of a content piece on why you should host your own live event and the benefits, the power behind a live event, and all the amazing things that come with a live event. Now, I've been speaking at events for years at different people's events, and I used to host networking events and little half-day workshops back in like 2008, 2009 in my LinkedIn networking event days. But I've never fully put on a big experiential event. And it wasn't until last year when I spoke at World Domination Summit with Chris Guillebeau that I was really inspired by what he created with this community, the passion of the community, the passion of the speakers, the content, the context, the just the buildup. But there was like this buzz. There was like just this energy constantly talking about like WDS, World Domination Summit. And the whole year, people were talking about it. Their audience, I could hear them kind of in the interwebs. And anytime I was at another event where one of the attendees was there, they would talk about this experience. And I was just like, man, that's so cool. I want to create something like that, but something that's unique and different and inspiring in its own way and bring my own flair. And I was like, you know, I've got the School of Greatness podcast, which has almost been around for 4 years now. And it's just blowing up, you know, 1.3 million downloads a month. We got people from all over the world who listen in, who are excited about inspiration and achieving greatness, right? And then we came the book, the physical, tangible thing that people could have in their hands. And that hit the New York Times bestseller list and built its own momentum. And I did a 15-city book tour. And that was amazing to be able to connect with these individuals. When I was going around the world to connect with people in person on this tour, I was just loving it. I loved just speaking and doing Q&A and then just hearing people's stories and hugging people and just creating that human connection that we miss from just online video or online podcasts or blog posts, things like that. And again, it was after I spoke at WDS, I was like, man, it was a vision for me. It was like, you know, this is a lot of work. People talk about events being a lot of work, and I'll get into that. It is a lot of work. And a lot of money and investment and time, and could be essentially a big time suck and money suck if you don't have a clear vision of what you're looking to create. So first I want to recap what happened. You know, I had this vision a year ago to launch my own annual event. I said, I'm going to make this annual. I'm not going to make this a one-time thing. I'm going to make this an annual event. And we just did it. I mean, we pulled it off, and we pulled it off in a major way. We've never done anything. Myself and my team had never done anything like this. And in some sense, I feel like because we were ignorant to, you know, limitations of events, we created our vision. We brought our vision to life without being limited to what is possible, what is not possible, what could be done, what could not be done. And I just said, here's the experience I want to create. I want people to feel magic. I want them to feel magic from the moment they get there to the moment they leave and take that magic home with them so they can execute what they learned, what they were inspired by with their life, their relationship, their business, their careers, their spirituality, their health, and execute it in such a powerful way that it stays with them throughout the next year until they come back. And man, it was just, it gives me goosebumps thinking about it. And if you want to see a recap video, you can go to summitofgreatness.com and check out a recap video. We're about to post a ton of photos and lots of videos as well over on my Facebook page. If you go to Facebook/Lewis Howes, you can see photos and videos there. But summitofgreatness.com, you can see the whole recap video to see how magical this experience really was. And again, I'm going to walk through the 5 reasons you should host your own event, why it's important, and how it's actually a bit much bigger deal than I thought it would be. But I want to talk about kind of a recap of what happened, things that went really well, things that we could have improved on so you can have an understanding.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. It's packed with benefits to help unlock more value from your business purchases. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
Whether you're searching for a home to buy or you're just obsessed with looking at homes for sale, Redfin's got you covered. You can favorite homes, share listings with others, and even schedule tours with a local Redfin agent, all in the app. And when you're ready to buy, an experienced local Redfin agent can guide you through the whole process. They know how to help you win the right home at the right price. So download the Redfin app to get started today.
How about Cap'n Crunch's Crunchberries with breakfast?
Whoa, Dad, we're on
Lunch Island. It's Jean-Luc Foote.
And he stole our crunch.
Quick, the zip line.
He's getting away.
Throw our last Crunchberry.
No!
No one steals my Crunchberries.
I think you mean my Crunchberries. Choose your own Crunchventure with Cap'n Crunch.
The first thing is, you know, big thanks to everyone listening who made it there. People flew in from all over the world. We had people from Dubai and Bermuda and the UK, Spain, Australia, New Zealand, Canada, Mexico. We had people from all over the place, Germany, to fly into Columbus, Ohio. Now, why did I do it in Columbus, Ohio? I did it in Columbus, Ohio because that's my hometown. That's where I'm from. I wanted this event to have meaning. I wanted to have purpose. Ohio is known as the heart of it all. And I wanted to create an experience that was unlike any other conference or event I've ever attended or spoken at. And I knew that it had to be in my hometown because I wanted to give back to my hometown and let others be aware of where I came from and how meaningful this place actually is for me. So many people emailed me and messaged me and said, hey, why are you doing it in Ohio? Why don't you do it in New York or LA? If you're in New York or LA on the coast, then I'll come. And I was like, you know what? It's not really for people who aren't willing to experience out of their comfort zone to learn something and discover something new. So it wasn't for the people that weren't willing to travel. It's for the people that wanted to create a whole new experience. And I think you need to get out of your, essentially your living space to go somewhere new to really embark on a journey. If you're like if the event is in your hometown in like LA or New York, you're just too distracted by all the other stuff that's happening. So for me, it was an amazing experience having people flying from all over the world. And my vision was for the Summit of Greatness was to create a homecoming for myself and to bring my family together. My entire family was there. My sister was working on the event. My mom and my other sister were working, were volunteering and being part of the experience. My sister that I slept on her couch when I had the injury from arena football, she was the event coordinator and planner. So she was the one coordinating it all, which was perfect. My brother performed. He was one of the performers there. And so for me, it was powerful to bring it home and have my family be a part of it. So for me, that was even more meaningful. The speakers were incredible. Some of my favorite moments were when Stacey London made everyone cry, when Matthew Hussey made everyone laugh. Literally every minute I was cracking up and the entire auditorium was dying laughing. DJ Irie was a surprise. We didn't announce DJ Irie until that day, and he was a surprise speaker, and then he performed the closing party where we just danced for hours. It was an unbelievable dance party. I've never been part of a dance party like that. Adam NQ was standing on chairs throughout the middle of the audience doing spoken word and bringing people to tears and making them think in ways they've never thought before. So many incredible moments. Every speaker brought something really powerful, but it was just really cool to bring some of my friends together to have them share their ideas. And man, they brought it. They brought it. You know, the theater itself was extremely important to me to have an experiential feel. I've been to so many events, and no knock on these people that have these events in hotel ballrooms, but for me, I wanted to create an event experience that was unlike any other, that wasn't like a stuffy ballroom, conference room, one layer or one dimensional seating where everyone was on the same level. I wanted to have a crescendo experience. So there was a three-tiered theater, a 120-year-old theater in Columbus, Ohio, that was just so beautiful, and just sitting in it inspires you. Whereas opposed to having, you know, being at like the Marriott or something and being in the ballroom, the conference room, and just putting up a little stage, for me, This wasn't that type of event. That those types of events have their purpose and they're great for, you know, kind of business and marketing type of events, and that's great. I wanted to give people a feeling, an experience to move them from every moment. And so everything was intentional for me. It wasn't about making money. In fact, we're doing the final number still, and I think we're down 100,000 plus just on hard costs, let alone the year of planning with 10 people on my team, all that time and energy, is even more. But on the hard costs alone, it's well over $100,000. But everything was very intentional. You know, I said, I'm in this to invest in people. I'm in this to invest in the experience in the city, in the community, into the content, into the speakers and the attendees. Everything's an investment in my community, because I knew if I would create a great experience, then they'd all want to come back and they'd all tell their friends to come as well. And that would, for me, it was all about the long game, you know, the delayed gratification. I didn't need to make a lot of money right then. Sure, it would have been nice if I'd have broken even, but it didn't happen, and it's all good. The thing, we also did workouts every single morning. So again, I wanted to create something that was unique. We had world-class trainers come in every single morning and teach different workouts. And there was something for everyone. There was dance classes. There was Pilates training. There was the bros workout, which we had 3 world-class lifters come and teach. We had a running workout. So we had something for everyone. And I said, I want them to optimize their body first thing in the morning, get them kickstarted. So when they come to the content, they've already moved at such a high level that they're coming with a sense of energy, fuel, attention, and focus, as opposed to just staying up late, getting there a few minutes before they were ready. Then we had incredible performances. My brother, who's the #1 jazz violinist in the world, performed and moved people to tears. My friend Antoine, who's one of the top dance choreographers here in LA, brought his dance crew, and they did a performance again that just moved and inspired people. We brought things to an event that most people don't think of. We also created a community art piece. So the first night there was an opening party, and my good friend Nick Onken created an experience for people, for them to write down their intention, a word of their intention of what they want to create from this weekend and what they want to create in their life. Then, Nick, after everyone wrote down their word, it was a big, like 12 by 12 foot canvas. Everyone wrote down their word, their intention, and he created a piece on top of that. So he layered on top of it these different stars that said rise up, that we then revealed at the end of the experience. And then everyone got to take photos in front of their art creation. So everyone was a part of making something there, a community activity. And I felt like that was extremely important for me. And I do these at some of my gatherings at my place. You know, I have these canvases where when I have a party at my house, it's a collective experience. Everyone's a part of the experience. And I have these art pieces framed up on my walls of these different parties that I've done. So I wanted to bring that to life to my event as well. And the cool thing that we did, you know, I said, I want to make sure that we do something different. I want to make sure they have an experience unlike any other event. So we had people fill out a self-addressed envelope when they got to registration. And then when we finished, we all stayed around a day later, my team and I, and we all wrote handwritten note cards to everyone who attended, thanking them for showing up, telling them to play big in their life. And we cut up the art piece. We cut it up into pieces and put a piece of the artwork that everyone was a part of in the letters and sent those to people as well. So we created an experience. And then after they were gone, they got something in the mail that they created. And the feedback from that has been mind-blowing. I mean, people have been posting about it online in our Facebook group, just blown away by the thoughtfulness. And I thought that was really cool. You know, the closing party, we had one of the top DJs in the world, DJ Irie, who, oh my God, it couldn't have been a better experience. I mean, we were just dancing all night long, and he is just so much fun and so much energy, and it was a blast. And again, make sure to check out the full video of us dancing at summitofgreatness.com. You know, the feedback from attendees has been beautiful. Some of them said that, you know, they've been to every event, Tony Robbins events and all these other events, and they said this was a better experience for them. Obviously, there's different content at every different event, but they just, the feedback they gave was a better experience. Some people said it was the best event of their life. Some people said it was the best weekend of their life. And the cool thing is we sold more tickets. You know, I made an offer for, you know, a discounted tickets on the last day. I didn't sell anything at this event. There was no courses being sold, and I've got lots of courses. There was no masterminds or programs or pitching of any sort from any speaker. There was a bookstore that people could buy the speaker's books, and the lines for the speakers were about 3 hours each. I mean, it was just amazing what they created. So people were selling their book at the bookstore. We had Barnes & Noble show up, but there was no pitching of anything on stage. Again, I wanted to be something unique, something different, something that people would talk about and say, wow, what they did was special here. And we sold more tickets actually in the first week after our event for next year's event than we did for this year's event. So it was crazy. Just to say, hey guys, we're going to do a discount for the tickets, early bird. Here it is. And it's been insane. We're almost half sold out for the whole theater for next year. And we are, you know, a year away, which is pretty cool. It gives us good feedback for our team of, you know, hey, we created an experience that people want to be back to. So, 5 reasons you should host your own live event. 1, build solid relationships with your community. So again, I've got this community, the School of Greatness community, that I think is the best community in the world. Holla back, greatness folks. And for me, it's been amazing. You know, when I did my book tour, I met with so many great people. The emails I get, the messages, the social media posts and comments I get from this community is incredible. And I wanted to build a deeper relationship with you guys. I wanted to build a deeper relationship for those that could invest in taking the commute and the trip to come to Columbus, Ohio and experience what we put on. So for me, I feel like if you want to deepen your relationship with your community, throwing a live event, you'll bring your biggest fans to come to your event, and that will create an experience with them, a bond with them that you'll have forever. They can never take that bond away from you guys, from what you create in that event. So build a solid relationship with your entire community by giving back in such a major way. And that's what was my whole goal, was investing in my community and giving back to them and the city that I did it in, Columbus, Ohio. Another reason why you should host your own live event, because, you know, business and building your brand is all about relationships, in my mind. If you want to build your business, you need to be able to build relationships. And there are so many valuable people in my life. There's so many important people to me in my life and, you know, just my personal life, but also my business. And for me, they kind of mix together. And I wanted to really add a deeper value to some of these podcast guests that I've had on that I've built great relationships with. So I wanted to add value to my community by saying, hey, I'm going to bring you some of the best speakers in the world. And I wanted to add value to my speakers, to different influencers who are speakers, and say, hey, listen, I'm going to provide a stage for you. And I'm going to give you an experience you've never had as a speaker. And boy, did we blow the speakers away. I mean, every detail from the moment they landed to the moment they left, we made sure we went above and beyond. I had a couple people dedicated to the speakers full time to making sure their needs are met. As a speaker myself, and some of you could relate to this, I've spoken in a lot of places, and usually the best thing you get is a little welcome card and a fruit basket. That's about like the best. And you're like, well, that was thoughtful. But most of the time, the speakers are not taken care of in the way that I think they should be. You know, if you want to have a great event, it starts top down. You need the speakers to feel so loved, so taken care of. Just everything is thought out for them and easy for them when they get there. You want it to be such a great experience for the speakers, because if the speakers have a great experience and they feel loved and they feel pumped up, they're going to bring their best energy and content to the event and to the attendees. But most conference owners or event leaders don't do this well. At least they haven't for me and from other speaker friends that I'm aware of. They don't take care of the speakers. And so we had, as opposed to just having some random limo driver who didn't know them, didn't have a relationship with them. We had someone from our team go pick them up. We had a poster that we made of them with a quote of theirs and a beautifully designed poster as opposed to just a name tag saying welcome. But we had a poster for them, an experience for them to have when they interacted. Then right when we got their bags, we had the car parked up ready to go. They didn't have to walk anywhere. We had someone else who was ready to go. Right when they walked out, they were in the car. Then we had healthy food and snacks in the car, driving them back to the hotel. We got their hotel key for them already and just walked them right up so they didn't have to wait to get their hotel key and sit in line and give their ID and all these other things. We took care of all of that. Then when they got in their room, they didn't just have a welcome basket. We had thoughtful picked out items. Plus, we gave them custom shoes for something that was meaningful to them on the shoes. And the shoes were probably the biggest hit. Everyone wore their shoes. But we were thoughtful. We were intentional. We were mindful. And, you know, one of the speakers, Fully Raw Christina, she eats only raw foods, all organic. So we bought her bags and bags of kale and spinach and tomatoes and bananas and apples and brought those to her because we knew that she would only be able to eat that. So we were just very thoughtful from the whole time. And the way we introduced speakers, in my opinion, was my favorite part. We introduced speakers in such an epic, all-out kind of a way. This is another big pet peeve of mine. When I speak on stage, most of the time, it's like, just like, they're like, okay, well, let's bring up our next speaker. And here he is, you know, or there's like, maybe there's music, maybe there's not. They do a weird intro bio of you. Like, it's never really good. And so you never feel loved or excited getting on stage. You always feel like you have to like let people know a little bit about you because they didn't even say anything.
Range Rover Sport leads by example. Picture this. Assertive on-road performance meets commanding all-terrain capability. That's the third generation Range Rover Sport, which is the most desirable, advanced, and dynamically capable one yet. This vehicle redefines sporting luxury, offering an instinctive drive with engaging on-road dynamics and effortless composure. Now available in sleek, new Stealth Pack, Carpathian gray exterior wrapped in satin protective film with black accents and black brake calipers. Inside the Range Rover Sport, advanced cabin technologies like active noise cancellation and cabin air purification offer new levels of comfort and refinement. And let's not forget about the award-winning Pivi Pro infotainment system. Enjoy a dynamic drive and total comfort with optional 22-way adjustable, heated, and ventilated electric memory front seats with massage function. Wow, that's like a spa day while on the go. Design your Range Rover Sport at LandRoverUSA.com. One of my favorite parts about my job is that I get the opportunity to travel a lot. And in fact, I'm recording this right now while I'm in Mexico. And actually, I was thinking about something that I wanted to share because I get a lot of questions from so many people about different side hustle ideas. So here's one for those of you out there that are on the go a lot like I am or traveling a lot. When you're staying in your Airbnb on your trips, have you ever thought about how you could be making extra money by hosting through Airbnb while your home is vacant? If you're interested in an extra stream of income, Airbnb hosting is an easy place to start, and it's like giving your home some company while you're away. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host. When you get a new car or a new home, your first reaction might be to say things like, oh yeah, or I can't believe it, or booyah. But what you really want to say is the one thing that can get you the help you need. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. State Farm is there with the coverage you need for your car, your home, and even boats, motorcycles, RVs, and other things that matter to you. With a State Farm agent, you know someone is there to help you choose the coverage you need. With so many coverage options, it feels good knowing you can find what fits for you. And when you need ways to get help, State Farm gives you options there too, in person or on the phone with your local agent or on statefarm.com, where their award-winning app State Farm lets you do things your way. So when you need help protecting the things that matter most, remember to say, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
And we did a highlight reel for each speaker with the most epic introduction where we acknowledged the speakers before they got up on stage. They walked through the crowd with a drum line and fog and smoke and a highlight reel with me announcing like a WWE announcer or something. It was And we wanted to create such a feeling of love and appreciation for them. Again, because I knew if the speaker felt cared for and loved, they were going to bring their best. And I believe they brought their best to this event more than they have at any other event. So bringing value to the speakers and building relationships with key influencers, I feel like it's so valuable to do that. And then we had a number of great photographers taking photos of them in this beautiful setting and the videos of them. So we give them that collateral, right? So we have access to that and we gave it to them. So they have beautiful photos, beautiful videos that they can use for their site or their social media. So point two is add value to the speakers and build your relationships with them. I would say point three, the third reason is, you know, a key to your business, your brand is great testimonials, great photos, and great video. This is something I talk about all the time, is having great footage. Most people have like a five-year-old headshot that they use for everything, and you become irrelevant. I'm constantly updating content with photos and videos and quality images and testimonials. And when you get, you know, 500, 1,000 plus people to an event, you have the opportunity to get so many of your raving fans and customers on video for testimonials in one place at a heightened state. Also, the photos and the videos that you get that you can use for content for everything else is so powerful. So it's kind of like an added bonus to get all the B-roll footage, all the photos, and incredible testimonials that then you can use for the rest of the year for everything else you're doing all in one place. I would say point four is there is another reason why you should host your own event. You know, there's nothing like the energy of people meeting face-to-face. There's nothing like the energy of bringing people together and meeting face-to-face. And I would say, you know, we talked about build solid relationships with your community as the first thing. And there's something that happens when you meet face-to-face. And I made sure to meet as many people as I could. And I get emails from people saying, you know, when I met you for the first time, like I became the ultimate fan. And now I've just, you know, anything you put out, anything you tell us to buy, like I get it. I buy it because I just believe in you. And the interaction we had together was so meaningful and so powerful and so important to me that, you know, I'm a fan for life. I'm a customer for life. Like whatever you get, I will buy and support you. And there's something to be said about meeting face to face. And in a world of like digital and social and people getting just being behind a laptop all the time or behind the phone, you know, there's something about it. You know, it's the thing we crave the most is human interaction and human connection. And, you know, looking at someone's eyes, looking in their eyes and really connecting with them is so powerful and so meaningful. And for me, sometimes I forget because I'm just like, oh, I want to have everything automated and I want to scale everything from ads and, you know, content and this and that. But man, something about it. I would say the power of face-to-face meeting, but also the power of developing new skills and get out of your comfort zone. You know, it was uncomfortable for me to do this big production and this big event because I'd never done one before. It was challenging. It was stressful. I had never done it before. And so I grew so much in the process of doing this face-to-face big experience that now, man, I feel so much more confident about anything else I need to tackle this next year, right? I feel so confident. The next time we're doing the event, which is next September, I'm going to feel way more prepared and ready and, you know, just like I've developed new skills. So you're developing new skills, you're getting out of your comfort zone, you're growing, and you're doing it by connecting with people face-to-face and bringing people together. I would say the fifth reason to host your own live event. Financially, it didn't make sense for this first year. And a lot of people said, you know, if you break even your first year, you're crushing it. That's amazing. I didn't want to sell things. I could have made money. I could have sold all these different products and courses and things. But again, I wanted to be different. I wanted to be unique. So the reason number five is twofold. One, actually, I'll make a five and I'll make a six. Number five is because you're going to separate yourself from the rest of your industry. You're going to differentiate yourself. You're going to be a unique individual that brings people together, the person that has the courage to create something that's uncomfortable for everyone else. people don't do live events because it's hard work. It's a lot of hard work, a lot of energy, a lot of stress, a lot of planning to do it right. And people bail on their live events because they don't sell enough tickets. It's hard to sell tickets to a live event. I don't care what anyone says. It's really hard to get people to commute and travel and book hotels and flights and change their schedule to go somewhere for 4 or 5 days and step away from their day-to-day life. It's challenging. So if you can pull it off and create something magical, then you're differentiating yourself from the rest of the people in your industry. And that, you know, there's a conversation about you. There's a conversation about your events. There's a conversation about what you're capable of. People take you more seriously. People are willing to do more for you. You know, I've had so many people ask to speak at the next one. You know, people want to be a part of it so badly because most people aren't willing to create it, but they all want to be a part of something special. So I would say number five is you're really differentiating yourself from the rest of your industry and the people in your space. And you want to constantly separate and differentiate yourself. You don't want to be like everyone else. Different is better than better is what Sally Hogshead says. And if you want to be a leader in a community, then you do things differently. You don't do what everyone else is doing. You recreate, reinvent. You step aside and do what you want to do, not what everyone else is doing because it's hard. And you just follow the pack. So that's number five. And I would say the bonus one, number six, is they can be very profitable, right? They can be very profitable. I didn't make a profit on this first one. We lost hard costs, but the profit that will come in terms of credibility, in terms of connections, in terms of relationships, in terms of ticket sales for next year are already blowing my mind, right? So everyone's already signed up for next year. So next year we should be very profitable in terms of just ticket sales alone. But you've got to be willing to invest in people if you want to be profitable in the future. And for me, I wasn't willing to sell things on stage, or I didn't want to give anyone that feeling, because there's a lot of events that are business marketing events and they sell a lot. I've spoken and sold at a lot of events and made a lot of money. This is just not the experience I wanted to create. Again, I wanted to create something so unique, so different, so valuable that brought magic to people's lives. Not just, oh, that was great information, good content, I got some good information for my business, like I can go execute. I wanted people to feel magic. Magic is a thing that most of us lack. Magic is a thing that most of us never experience, except for maybe like Christmas Day or something. And I wanted to create the feeling of Christmas the entire weekend, this curiosity, this dream state, this flow state, this magic, these intimate connections, these relationships, this awe. I wanted to create awe and magic because that's what inspires me. So I said, I'm creating the event that I wish was around when I was, you know, getting started there, or the event that I would attend right now. You know, I'm creating the experience that I would want to have if I was an attendee or a speaker. And so we just decided we're going all out. We're making everyone feel taken care of, everyone feel loved, everyone feel like they got 100 times their money's worth, right? And I remember her saying, as I was announcing on Saturday, like the final day, I was like, okay, guys, you know, we're going to decide to do this next year, and we're going to do it like a super early bird discount for alumni here only. And I said the price, and it was like super cheap, right, compared to the full price. And like this woman started screaming from the audience as I was talking about it. She goes, no, you cannot sell it that cheap. No way. That's not possible. She's like, no, what are you doing? This needs to be like $2,000. Like you're crazy. You know, she was like, you're adding too much value. You need to charge more. She just kept screaming it. And I was like, I get it. I understand. I know this is crazy. But again, we want to do things different than everyone else. And we want to add an impact and value to everyone else. And we'll make our money back. You know, it's going to pay off long term for us. But we weren't going to sell and compromise our values of what we wanted to create. So it was such a beautiful experience. I'm so glad I did it, even though it was a year of planning and there was a lot of stress because we didn't have a template for creating something brand new. We had different ideas from this and that place, but we created something from scratch. And every time you do something the first time, it takes a lot more work than doing it the second time. For example, my first book, The School of Greatness, took a lot of energy and work to put together, years of putting it together, from the idea to the proposal to selling it, to the pitching it, to the writing it, to the editing it, to the cover and everything. Now I'm in my second book, and the process is so much smoother. It's still got its challenges and it's hard work, but I know what to expect. I know what to do. I know how to, you know, manage the process and my energy better. So I highly recommend considering doing your own event. And you can start off small. This doesn't have to be like a 3-day experience like I did, but you want to make sure everything is meaningful and impactful and is different than what other people are doing. You can build upon it. You could do a quarterly event. It doesn't have to be once a year, but I think you want to think about what works for you, what makes sense for you, what works for you. You don't want to lose all your money, obviously. If I was lucky to have some extra money that we could invest in. For me, it was an investment in my future, in my audience's future, and in my relationships with my audience and the speaker's future. That was for me what I saw was, if I give and give and give, it's only going to pay off in the long run. And I'm just so pumped, you know. I'm so pumped for what we've created, the movement. People are so excited. They're so on board. It's going to help with everything in the future. It's going to help with my next book, my courses, everything that I'm doing. And the dividends are already paying out, right? The dividends from the feedback, the community, the ticket sales for next year are already blowing my mind. So I highly recommend considering it, thinking about it. Also, make sure to sign up for the next Summit of Greatness. Go to summitofgreatness.com. Buy a ticket right now. We've got early bird pricing. Get 3-4 tickets, bring part of your team, your family. We had people buy 5-10 tickets already because they're like, my whole team needs to go. My whole family needs to go. This is amazing stuff. Go to summitofgreatness.com, check out the video highlight. We'll have lots of other videos and testimonials and content so you can see how we've done things differently. Even the design of the site is different than most event designs. So check it out just for the design at summitofgreatness.com and sign up for next year to see what we're creating. And what we're bringing to the table, which is different than every other type of event. If you enjoyed this, please share it with your friends. LewisHowes.com/392. This is all about the 6 reasons now on how to host your own live event and 6 reasons why you should host your own live event. If you have other friends who are authors, speakers, writers, content creators, business owners who you think this could be valuable for, then make sure to send them this as well. Again, lewishowes.com/392. All about why you should start your own event, how to do it, the benefits, and all that other good stuff. I'm so pumped that we did this event. For me, it was the best thing. It was the best experience bringing my team together to see them light up, the attendees, the speakers, do it in my hometown. There was just so many benefits. I'm so grateful for the experience and for everyone that stepped up to make it a powerful event. So again, I hope to see you guys at next year, summitofgreatness.com. Get signed up right now for the early bird before price goes up. Share this with your friends, lewishowes.com/392. And you know what time it is. It's time to go out there and do something great.
About Cap'n Crunch's Crunch Berries with breakfast.
Whoa, Dad, we're on
Crunch Island. He's John LeFoot.
And he stole our crunch.
Quick, the zip line.
He's getting away.
Throw our last Crunch Berry.
No!
No one steals my Crunch Berries.
I think you mean my Crunch Berries. Choose your own Crunch Venture with Cap'n Crunch.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries, plus napkins, plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this, plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
At Metro, get an iPhone 12 with 5G and a dual camera system for $99.99. Take amazing pictures and share them instantly. And don't put up with life's yada yada.
Yada yada.
Like photo bombers. Zoom, crop out,
yada yada,
and bye.
You don't take yada yada in life, don't take yada yada from your wireless provider. Get iPhone 12 with 5G with no activation fees and nada yada yada. Only at Metro by T-Mobile. Switch to Metro, bring your ID. This offer isn't available for customers currently at T-Mobile or that have been with Metro in the past 180 days.